Es bonito. Misha tells us in the beginning of the parasha, "Vayidara Adonai Moshe b'Midbar Sinai, v'oyel Moshe be'echad haChodesh Hasheni, Hashana Shebetzeisam Me'eretz Yisrael Meleimo." HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzav Moshe Rabbeinu. To count Klal Yisrael, Su'us Rosh Kodas B'nai Yisrael, to count Klal Yisrael, Rashi said, B'tor Chibosan. But what's interesting to know is the Pasuk, and the Medrash already is the Diet of Lashon. That the Lashon says the Midbar Sinai. It says the Midbar Sinai. This is what the Pasuk before says that we're talking about Midbar Sinai. What's the emphasis of Midbar Sinai here? So the Medrash tells us the Mori deGezach. Zok the Medrash, Medrash Rabba, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Midbar Sinai, Lomo Midbar Sinai. Why were we Midbar Sinai? Why the mention of Midbar Sinai here, Doctor? So Chazal, Mikan Shonu Chachomim, the Gimel Dvarim in the Torah. In three ways, Dvarim, the Torah was given. Be'esh, the Torah was given in a matter of Esh, Uvimayim, and Mayim, Uvimidbar, and Midbar. Be'esh, Minayin v'Hasinai Oshon Kuloi. It says Hasinai was Oshon Kuloi. It was smoke. I don't know what the raya is. Maybe they're smoking Nagila. Over state here, the Hasinai Oshon Kuloi was smoked up over there. Beish. Ubimayim. State doch ubimayim. Minay shnem gam shomayim, not through gam ovim, not through mayim. With the chiddush of there was also mayim there. It was raining. There was some drizzle, water coming down. B'shas, b'siris ha'toyim. U'b'midbar. And b'midbar. Minayim, v'idah b'ashem ha'molish b'midbar ha'sina. So we bring this pasuk, this week's parasha, to bring the proof the Torah was given to Midbar. What's the end of the proof of this week's parasha? The Torah mentions by Midbar Sinai. The Maisa. The next kasha we have to understand. The Indian of Parshas Bamidbar, the Gemara says in Megillah Lamed Aleph from the base that we learn Parshas Bamidbar with the Achlal after the Parsha from the Klolos of Bechukais and Bechukais. It's not a stammer coincidence, it's Bedavka, because we want to have the Smichus Tichla Shana Vekil Lysel, the year should end. And it's clawless. And therefore, we finish off the year with the parashas of the clawless. We finish off the year. Why is this a new called a new year now? We're starting a new year because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin that there's four Rosh Hashanah Meim, and one of them is Atzeres. Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah. Because the Gemara says by Atzeres, neither Afenas or Elon were judged for the fruits of the tree. Meila, we want to end off the year and start a new fresh year. So we end off the year with the klalos and we move on to the brachas. We want to a new year, a fresh start. Tzeres is another fresh start, or a new Rosh Hashanah. But Tosfos says over there that we are laying a parasha in between, like a buffer parasha, in between the klalos. This year, Taka, we have two parashas. But the Tzeres is usually one parasha. This parasha by Midbar, which always precedes Shavuos. And we have to understand what the meaning of that parasha by Midbar being the buffer zone from the era of the klalos being the achana for Shavuos. Noch a chazal, the Yalchut Shmoni brings the murder of the chazal. Be'etzah, we see an interesting zach that over here when HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted Klal Yisrael, it wasn't Stam a count. First of all, the count we see was as a stepping stone towards creating and making afterwards the Pekudim, the Degolim, that each one shaved had a place, each shaved had a Mokoy. But more so, we find the Pasuk says, Vayisyal, Vayiskol, the Kiva Becha, Chodesh Hashem, Hashem, they gather, everybody together, Perek, the Rav, Pasuk, Yuches, Vayisyal, do, Al Mishpechoysa, Mevesa, Voysa. That when they came to be counted, the Mispashe, Ben Asimshon, Vamala, Gugloysom, it says, Vayisyaldu al Mishpachoysim, Rashi says, Eviyo Sifre Yichuseihe. They brought their Yichus books with them. Ve'eide Chefkas Leidosom Kolechu Ve'echu Lisyaches al Shiftoi. In order to be Siyaches on the Shevet, to know where the Shevet they are, to make sure that each one's Misyaches to the Shevet, but more so, the Medrash, which the Yalchut Shmoni brings another Chazal. Yeshua Shekibli Yeshua Satoira. The Pasuk says, when Klai Yisrael Mekabal the Toira Niskanu Umma Yisra'olam Bohen. The Umma Yisra'olam got very, very jealous. My role is Skarev Yosef Min HaUmmas. Why were we Zoicha to be Miskarev closer than all the Umas, says the Chazal. Because Bog was Sosam Piyem. Okay, you want to get Mekabal the Torah, the Umas, and marry the Chazal. You want to be kind to you, bring me a Sefer Yichus. Let's see. You know, the hardest day in Harlem is Father's Day. Right? They don't, come on, bring me a Sefer Yichus. Let's try to figure out who's your father. Shenema, Hobo Hashem is Bechoy Sa'alim. Kivshem Shebnei B'vonei Mivin. Just like my child, by Yisyalom Mishpachoy Sa'alim. Mechach monim b'resh ha-sev ha-zach ha-mitzri ha-mitzri ha-shashiv ha-shem ha-shmol b'nei yiso ba-asinai v'arga v'aydav ha-shem b'mimit ba-asin yisu ha-shresh kol da-sh lo yisoch ulitos ha-toyah l'shu ha-yuchsin shalahan. They were only zoicha to bekabel Torah because of their yuchsin. That we kept the shmira as Rashi brings down, because Zahal himself didn't do the right and wrong things, didn't mate with the people they weren't supposed to mate with. The in of the yichus was what saw some piyan, closed the mouth of the Yumasa Oilam, you are b'nei mamzerim, who knows what, who knows where's your yichus. Especially all these shwa, we know Rashi says, about the alufim, how many different forms of mamzeris is going on by the umah from Esav, and caught by all the umahs, the chmonel etzlan, and the achon of the kabbalah at Torah, was the in of the yichus. What's the pshat of this? Why do we find the Rashi in this week's parasha? That that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moina the Shevet Levi. He wasn't Moina like everybody else. Even though the Maase said don't be Moina Shevet Levi, he was also Moina Shevet Levi. But it wasn't like everybody else. Shevet Levi was Nimna from the Gil of 30 days. Even though all the Minuyim, when he counted everybody over here, was accounted for 20 years and all above. But the Shevet Levi was from a years of only 30 days. Why the chilek between Shevet Levi, Rashi brings down, later on he says, because Shevet Levi, they used to be counted from that age. Shevet Levi's used to be counted from a young age. Ben Chosh Miyam Mishlom Nepal Sof Rashi Lomen who oise Shevet Levi Osnimim in Asbeta Shenem Asher Yol Osa Levi Mitzrayim. She was counted also in Petal Mitzrayim Yol the oise, she was counted with the Shimon Nefesh. But Klai, so we weren't counted till we're 20. What's the Pshara we say? And finally, Pash Bamidbar is mechadish to us a gewaldig zach. Yela in the middle of the parasha, right after we were Moina, the Ein of the Degolim and the Shvatim, the pasuk thrown in an interesting zach. Yela told us Aaron and Moshe b'yom divrei Hashem as Moshe Bar Sinai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Bar Sinai, these are the toldos of Aaron and Moshe when he spoke to them. And who are these toldos? Rashi says, we only mask the toldos of Aaron, we only mask Aaron's children. We only mask Aaron's children. Not Moshe, Zok Rashi, Lefishalimdun Torah. He taught them Torah. And since Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Torah, he calls his toldos. Whoever teaches his ben chaver Torah, it's like he gave birth to him. Because I'll tell us this, about the gazach, the person who teaches somebody else's son Torah, it's like he gave birth to him. And that's the pshat the pasuk. L'choyret near beer. What's the pshat kivu yoldoi? But even more shver is the fact that the pasuk emphasized this in this week's parasha, in the middle of the parasha, we were going and being mitsiaches all the shvatim, we mitsiaches all the zachin, the golem, the shvatim. This word we could have said in many other parashas. Words of the shaykhs and the shafs to this parasha. So we want to say a big yisoid of Isai. The siyat of the Shemai, the Bezal Hashem, the Lord. What the yisoid of Pash Bamidbar stands for of Isai, what it means to us it looks like it's the parasha. It just looks like a parasha from countings, names, amounts, numbers. In the world, this is called the Chumash of numbers, because a lot of the big counting of numbers. But the counting of the numbers in Klal Yisrael, the connotation to count is a different counting or a different nus lashon that's used than by when we discuss in other languages of counting. Here the Torah says Su'u es Rosh Chodesh. Su'u is lashon lift up, elevate. The counting that's done in this week's parasha
is not just to know the numbers. It's not just to get the count. It's not just to have the result. But the counting itself has a purpose. Azoy Vivi, these days, it always comes out that the Sviras HaOymer in the days that we lay in Parish by Midbar, for we just don't count. It's not just the purpose of knowing and of saying the number. The purpose is knowing the number, understanding the number, perceiving the number, realizing what the number means. That another day has gone by closer to that the greatest day in the history of the world. That one closed day is coming even closer to the day that the whole world's purpose comes to revelation. That the whole purpose of the Bria, that what we're doing here, that we're alive, that there's about Cola down the Black selling Coca-Cola and crispy chips and the restaurants and everything that's abound is all for that day. So the number represents the chashivos. The number represents the importance that this day has. And especially as we understand in Sfira, we know that every day is not just to be another day, as we saw everybody who has in the Sidurim, the countings with the different Yisoidais that are underneath in the Siddur, that the preparation every day has a Yisoid, every day has a function, every day it's coming to be sakit more as we get closer and closer to our spiritual elevation and our preparation for Ma'amad HaSinai. So the Yisoid of the counting by us is not just to know a number, but to move forward. Realize the Chashivas, prepare, make the Achona, get ready. And in the same way, the counting of Kal Yisrael is not just a number, not just a census that the world takes to know the population, to know how many Puerto Ricans there are in the world, how many Mongolians there are, how many cannibals there are in the world. The 775 cannibal eaters don't step into an African jungle, as I said. They like eyeballs, roasted eyeballs. So if you have a spare, you step into that of the jungle. But the numbers of Kal Yisrael is Su'uf, as far as Kol Yisrael. The Yisrael is that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every one of us is Chodid. Every one of us is special. Every one of us is unique. Every one of us is great. Su'uf. It's called Adaspanes. Lift up every individual, every one of Kal Yisrael, take them aside, Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't just count them, Siru. Lift them up, show them Choshev, because it's my count. I'm numbering them. As Rashi brings the beginning, Chovev Olai, Kal Yisrael. And the Chashivas is, what makes us Choshev? Because we're a chilek of Klal Yisrael. We're a chilek of that great nation that kept our identity. But the Choshevus of a man is in his identity, in who he is, and what he's about, and what he represents, and where he comes from. The Sefer Yichus is also this chilek. That this counting wasn't stomach counting, this is the counting after Ma'amad HaSinai. There was so chavim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wants to count us. But why does he want to count us? Because we retain our identity. We're choshev who we are, who we come from. We're B'nai Yisrael, who kept our identity, who kept our yichus, who was shomer that we stayed that pure nation who has a Mesoira, who has a connection to Har Sinai. For the Rega, and it makes so much sense of Moisai. Chutz from the fact that the Shtayichus is the Yachus of every Shevet, and it represents that the Chaz V'Shom is most Nus, and the Chaz V'Shom is showing his Nus. But the Yisod of this Maimed Har Sinai, the boy said, what's the Yisod? The Yisod of Maimed Har Sinai is a Mesoira of Laban, father to son. That is what the Metzias of Torah is. It's a giving down of father to son. And if there's going to be a problem, you don't know who your father is, we're going to have a problem with the Messiah. The Father's Day, they say in the Harlem, is Father's Day. Some father gets 7 or 8 different happy birthday cards. Probably gets none, but you don't know. Besovik, we're not spending money. There are mufsik on the money. Why should I spend money on the card? I might have to spend 5 of them. I have a 6-way suffix. So where's the Messiah on the Av Laban? The Messias of Torah is the Messias of Av Laban. That's the Messias of chain. It's a Messiah from Har Sinai. And only those who can keep that Yichus, who can keep their identity, who can remain a nation that has a Messiah, that can keep a chain, that can keep a Yichus, that nation is the nation to I give the Torah to. That was the Kodesh Baruch's answer. On a Yichus. Shalom Yisrochu Ito, as a Torah, Shalom Yuchsim Shalom. We have a Yichus. We have a family tree. We trace it back all the way to Maimon Har Sinai. That's the schus that Torah should be able to exist. That's the schus of Oisah. But today we stand up and we learn the same Torah that our great-great-grandfather learned. The same exact thing of Oisah. There's nothing new. There's no new and improved. Gemara Brachis. Coming to your local theaters. The new and improved Masechta Brachis. Everything is the same as the brachas, the same as the kedusha that was learned from the time from Moshe Rabbeinu. I saw an article. Muhammad, in one of the least mishpachas, Rabbi Feldman from Atlanta, we saw a very interesting zach. He was writing that he was learning his Daf Hayoyim Yishia, and he was learning his Sugya, and he had a Kasha on the Gemara. And he didn't have a chance to, he was going to his Shia and a Shul, he didn't have a chance to ask the Rebbe and the Shia, the Rav that was giving the Shia. He went home, and he was still bothered. The question, now he wanted to look it up, so he took out his father's, who was Nifty many years before, his old Shas, his Vilna Shas, who had inherited from his father, beautiful Vilna Shas. And he opened up to the Daf. And his father was a giant Tamachar. I remember his father, Tamachar. He was a big, big buck in Shas. Kol Pal Peh, Dalfin, and everything. It was a Talmud Chacham Atzu. He opened up to the Daf. And he was looking at the Gemara. And all of a sudden, he looks on the side of the margin. And he sees something's written over there. And the exact Kasha, the steel that he had asked. Marsh punked on the side of that Gemara with a Teret that his father had written, who knows how long ago, 40 years ago. And he said, look at the Messiah of Golei Yisrael. His father's not around anymore. But his father was teaching him Torah. His father was teaching him Torah. Mishamayim. The Zelba Kasha that hit him. And he looked it up that night and punked here on the side of the margin of the Gemara. His father had written a note and answered the question. To show us the chain of Torah, that same Gemara that he was bothered by his father, had the same question.
and your great grandfather learned this Gemara, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught this Gemara. Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai, Torah Shavitzav, Torah Shavalpeh, everything was given over to Moshe, Masorah, Yeshua, Yeshua, the kingdom. We have a Masorah, the Avodah. Because that's the Metzius of the Masorah, how the Masorah is going to be intact, when it's passed down from son to father, from father to son. Checking if everybody's listening. From father to son. And that's the connection with the Gemara Zot in Kedushin. Chazal tell us, Brochus, Gemara Chazal tell us, with Maratim Hoysom, that a person teaches his son and his grandson. So it's the Gemara, Ki'ilu Kibla Me'asina. Ki'ilu Kibla Me'asina, what's the Pshat? What do you mean Ki'ilu Kibla? Because you told your grandson, the Pshat is Parshat. Because the sign of Kabbalah's term Me'asinai is not just a Kabbalah for then. It's a Kabbalah for Doros. It's for eternity. As we know, Chazal tells, when he gave the Torah, his bow lifted up like a gigas, like a bow over the head, and one shot pechas. But even after the cows, the Torah mutav in lav shom take food achran, there's going to be a bow, shom says, over there. Back in the forest of Shom, in every generation, Torah is our lifeblood. So Kibbutzila has seen it when we pass down the right way, we teach your son and your grandson, when you carry that Messiah, you carry the torch. Torah is something that's out there for everybody to grab. That's what the Medrash means. It's Torah. Tamayim, it's Eishnir, it's the Medrash because it's Chinam. It's not something that you need a special pass to learn Torah. You need only one pass. The pass of being called Adas B'nai Yisrael. You have to have your Yichus pass that you're a member of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Medrash is telling us. Ma'elu b'chinam, ne'chinam water, fire, and midbar is all chinam. Anybody who wants can come and grab it. There's no monopoly on godless. You look through the generations, the God who was this generation, not necessarily his son became the God of the next generation. It's chinam. It's available. But it has to have one tonight. You've got to be a member of Klal Yisrael. If you're going, if you're a member of the Umois, and you don't have that Sefer Yichus, you don't have the ability to be able to pass it down, so then we don't want you. You can't have the special gift called Torah, which is something that has to be passed. You can't be part of it. You can't be an outstanding member. You can't have a gold card. But if you have a Sefer Yichus, if you're Miyuchus after somebody, to them Torah was given, you have already the paper in your hand that shows us you can carry that torch further. You can give it over. You can be responsible to carry it to the next generation. You deserve to be counted because you're a member of that outstanding class of people that keep their yichus, that people that keep their identity. You're so choshu that you keep your identity. You're a makabel, you're able to be a makabel Torah. You're able to be somebody who the shechita can rest on, which is the hemcho of most of the Torah, which is by Midbar, v'chachorif and Mishkan. Only if you have an identity, you're able to keep it. But this is the buffer zone. This is the parasha in between. When after parasha b'chukosai, a person gets so broken. If they're hearing the memtes kololos, if they're hearing the yisurim that the kaiso go through, if they're hearing the destruction, the churban, we have to realize. You can't walk into Matan Torah that way. We have to walk into Matan Torah with the realization that we need the Yisurim. As Rashi says, it's Maimit.
We need some tumtums to patch. But when you walk into Kabbalah Satayra, you walk into Parish Bamidbar. So, realize your chavivos. Realize how much endearing you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much He cares about you. Because you're the Mekablei Torah. Because you're choshuv. Because you're a member of an elite class. You're a member of an elite class. So much of today's generation walks around with a complex. The self-destructive complex of low self-esteem. The self-destructive concept of feeling low. Who am I? What am I about? What's my tafkid? What am I in this world of billions? Who am I? Parash Bamidbar is to teach us. You're a member of the elite class. The Navy SEALs. You're a member of a class that's not Shayach, the Mekablei Torah. You have a Yichus, you have a chain, you have a Messiah. You're Choshev. And that's how we walk into. That's how we walk into the Mekablei Torah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want Nebuchs walking to the Mekablei Torah. Doesn't want people feeling that they have no identity. He doesn't want people feeling they don't know their place. He wants chavivos. He wants those who realize that they can be counted. Those who realize that they have a purpose. Those who realize that there's chashivos in who they are and what they're about. In how they're machshiv, who they are. They keep their identity. They remain that faithful Jew. The Neman HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They keep to their nation. They stay with their nation. And not only with the physical. They stay with their nation. They keep the mandates. They keep the hashkofis. They keep the derech. Not only they're not going out and mating with the Ummah Zoylam, but they keep their identity in all facets. And how they live their lives. In how they conduct themselves amongst others. In how they serve Hashem. And they don't conform to the way of the Goyim. That mandate they keep. They keep their identity in the Sefer Yichus. That's a nation who we can entrust with the Torah. That's a nation that will be faithful and give over the Torah. That's who, as far as called us today. So, this is the lesson of us. This is the lesson that we have to learn. So, why Shevet Levi in 30 days of us? This I saw from Moshe Feinstein, the Gavala of the Gavala of us. So, to Moshe, all of Christ was Mimda from 20 years. By 20 years old, the person really is conveying his derech. Teenage years, teenage crisis. He goes through the teenage years of ad-libbing to our Moshe's Vart. He goes through the teenage experience. Changes in the body. Woo! The voice changes. The body changes. At 20 years old, he becomes a man. Ul dinim achalon in the voice. At 20 years old, why at that age you take responsibility for your lives? At 20 years old, we can be in trust that a person is 20. He's already established his derech. We can count him to be faithful to the mission that we have. That not only to receive the Torah, but now this was the nation, this makes very much sense. We were going through the midway after the Kabbalah Torah. We have to now give it over. We have to pass the torch. Don't just keep the faith. Let the Goyim say. We got to pass it on. We got to bring it down to the different generations. You have a responsibility to carry the torch from your father and your grandfather who passed it down to your son and your grandson. You are the ones who Sinai spoke to carry the torch. That's all regular. Look, Moshe Shevet HaLevi Nimna Yishloi Shemiyoi. My Shevet HaLevi is the Yuchadik Shevet that kept through all the Nisyonis throughout the Midra we saw. Shevet Levi was Meyuchas. But he's not sin in the Chet HaEgel. Shevet HaLevi kept their identity on a higher level. They kept the Nemonis. Even by Haimar HaSinai, there were those who didn't, even by Maimar HaSinai, there were those in Eirabra who didn't keep the faith. They weren't strong. Shevet HaLevi kept it. This nation has in them the koyach to be nimna, mishloshim yom and ramoisha, because from 30 days old, mishiyot v'klal nefolim, they go out of being a chas v'shom and nefel, the stillborn. Once they reach that age, if you try and trust them, they can keep the faith. They will sit at that age already. Shevet Levi is a unique Shevet. They're going to hell because of their yichus, their greatness, to pass it on. But Mechal is just the parish of one last Chiddush of Hazar. And that's why Dafkin Parsh Bamidbar. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches somebody else Torah. Let's say you did not have the father who passed it on to you, the Messiah. Let's say you didn't have the grandfather. He left the faith. We gave it up. Am I up the creek without a paddle? Can I still carry the Messiah? Can the Messiah still be given to me? Yes, it can. Because there's a biological father, and there's another type of father. It's called the Ruchniestika father. The Chazal say it's not just... What is Chazal from the Chazal? It's Murdika from the Ki'ilu Yoldo. See, it wasn't Yoldo. He taught you Torah, you know Torah. It doesn't go that way. Torah is passed as a chain. It's a family chain. If he's teaching you Torah, he has to be your father. Because a father was giving the charge at Har Sinai. All the fathers were given the charge to pass on the Messiah, Mi'av Leben. So we have to recreate the father if we don't have him. So Chazal, Komalamin is Ben Chaveh Utayla, Ki'ilu Yoldon. Biologically, he might not be the father, but if he taught you Torah, he becomes your father. He becomes the spiritual father. He becomes that father who was given the charge to pass the Messiah to you. And you in turn can pass it on, not only to your biological children, but to the children that you teach, that you makari, that you bring tachas kante and shkul. This is what we have to realize about that. As we step up to the plate, it's not the joke of Oisai. Maimon Har Sinai is no joke. Shavuos night, they say, I saw from Rav Shach, he would sit there many days before Shavuos. Every year, he would sit there. He would be shaking. He would be shaking before Shavuos of Oisai. Some of our guys are also shaking, but downtown, with a different type of shake. He'd be shaking for Eretz Yeshua's Avosah. What's Rav Shach shaking about, Avosah? Just give him some good cheesecake this year. Why have some blueberry cheesecake? Everything Shavuos pass is great. Just have to sign yourself up for 75 shekel cheesecake.
and you, Baruch Hashem, your Yotzi Shavuos, Kol HaShikus. And if you want to be Yotzi Ali in the mitzvah, you buy the blueberry cheesecake. And you make sure to get Gula early in order to go shopping, because maybe you can also find your shit up with the cheesecake. How much is that cheesecake in the window? It's a nice way to start the conversation. Marble cheesecake. That's all we know about Shulam. Shach was sittering in the boy's session. I don't think the problem was he was lactose intolerant. I don't think that was the issue. The issue is Kabbalah Satorah. Mitachrayus responsibility. Wake up. Boys, this is the real leagues. You are giving the responsibility to pass the torch on. For me, what's going to be with my Burberry pants? Blueberry Burberry pants. Me, I have to worry about my Brooks Brothers shirts, if they were ironed, if our Fritz cleaners brought them in today. I was worried about me, worried about Achlai responsibility. I can't even get myself up in the morning. Yes, you, whether we like it or not, we're a member of this elite nation that's given the charge. Pass it on. Your father gave it over to you. Pass it on. And for that, up to the challenge of what's going to be with the next generation. What's going to be with the next generation? What are they going to look like? What are they going to be doing? How are we going to keep that identity the same for Yochsin? What are we going to look like? The Chinamen! What's going to be our pass? Well, how are we to pass it on? Jews eat sushi! We'll teach our kids how to take the chopstick and eat sushi! What's going to be our religion? Not a Shabbat matzah ball recipe! We, you, yes, every one of us, who is rubbish? Every single one of us has the responsibility. He can walk out with the schmooze. It doesn't mean anything. He still has the responsibility. We got to wake up. We have to understand how choshev we are. Because we carry it. This responsibility of passing the torch of Torah, which is not just responsibility to the Yidden, it's responsible to the whole world. But there's no Torah, there's no world. And we have that responsibility. So, as Rosh Chodesh, I lift them up, make them understand how great they are, but with that greatness comes this responsibility. Kabbalah Satorah to Rav Shach meant the responsibility of the Mesorah, because he felt he was a big link in that chain. And he has to now Mekabel Mechodosh from our Sinai to be able to pass it down to the next generation, whether biologically or Ruchni is to his yeshiva. And these days of Oisai, the opportunity to focus, to realize what we're getting, the special gift, the gift of eternity, the gift of our identity, the gift of the world. These days are time to contemplate on it and to make Kabbalahs. Called Kabbalahs HaTorah Oisai. Maybe you could think for a second, maybe it means to be the Kabbalah something. I don't know. It's very, maybe hard to, you know, fetch it into the pshat. Kabbalah's a third, make Kabbalah's work. Accusation of thing. But that's what it means, literally. Kabbalah's a third. Accept, receive, make Kabbalah's. And the Kabbalah on ourselves to take responsibility for our future generations. By taking responsibility for our own selves.
Suzer Boisai. We'll stand on this Yeshua's night and we'll cry to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Shulah Kodesh says that the Yoim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yoim Hadin, not only to pray to Elon, but the Yoim Hadin, the Torah Boisai. On that holy night, when again we reenact, we go through that Kabbalah Satorah, and we're given the charge once again, we'll stand there and say, Na'aseh v'nishma.